Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's where we are.
An eagle flies.
The eagle flies, does it, Kev?
Get over it.
It's a big old land. Who was that? Sound like Tony Fauci to
get
me.
Get over it.
Get over it.
Get over your red, white, and blue America thing, Scott. Come on.
Get over it.
Yeah, I thought Todd was telling me get over it. That's Tony Fauci.
That's Tony Fauci.
Fraud Fauci.
Yeah, fraud Fauci. Get over
I would never
dare
to get over it. My gosh.
Start embracing our averageness, right?
Is there anybody left anywhere that listens to this guy?
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm
Other
curious.
Than make fun of him. I don't know.
I'm curious. I'm not being crass. I'm just wondering.
Well, sooner or later, he's going to go off the deep end, and I want to be there when that happens. So.
You think so? You see this train wreck coming, Todd?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know. He's the highest paid federal employee. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Highest paid federal employee.
How
and the guy,
did that happen?
I mean, you run for office, right? And you say, like, I don't know, pick your thing. I'm going to lower taxes. Kent Conrad famously said, I won't run for re-election unless the deficit's reduced. Remember that? And the deficit wasn't reduced, so he ran for Quentin Burdick's seat. He didn't run for his own seat. You know, this works out great. Yeah, I'll just run for that guy's seat instead. I mean, you can't even make it up. Anyway, normally you're held accountable on these things. If you say, I'm going to do X, and then Y happens, you've got some splaining to do, right? This guy said, you don't need masks. Masks are like optics. They do very little. And then
get over it.
Yeah, and then he said, oh, I should get over this? You said it, Bucko.
Get over it.
I know.
What are we getting over? I missed the memo. What's the get over thing
I
today?
I think it's, if I heard him correctly on ABC with George Snuffleupagus, I think what he was, is that how you say his name, Todd? I can't remember.
I think it is.
I believe what he was saying. We could pull this clip, the whole thing, so we don't take his get over it out of context. My understanding, Kevin, is he's saying, look, you're a patriot if you wear this mask. You're not if you don't.
I'm not sure.
That's what I got out of it.
I'm sure.
Because you ought to care about other people, and you don't have a freedom not to wear a mask because, and you know what? I've said all along, if I go into a business that asks me to wear a mask, it's my choice to shop there or not. I'm going to honor them. Okay? And that's where I wore masks. I remember it like it was yesterday. I saw a sign at Cashwise done very well. It didn't give me one of those DOT signs out front that said, you must wear a mask. They didn't say that.
Okay.
It said, would you wear one for the stockers and, you know, the people stocking the shelves and the checkout counters? Because, you know, they have families, too. And you know what? At that point, we didn't know. We really didn't know. So I'll put on a diaper to shop at Cashwise. It was a very nice sign.
Diaper your pie hole, did you? Okay.
Yeah. Now, I didn't appreciate, like, Menards. Remember Menards early on? They were rude.
Very.
Story about that.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I remember a guy that bought tens of thousands of dollars of stuff a week. We had him on this program, and he went to the Moorhead Menards, and they said, you must wear a mask, sir. And he said, I don't have one. If you give me one, I'll wear one. That seems reasonable, right? And
yep.
This happens to me at the airport all the time now. I got one somewhere buried in a briefcase, but I'm done with the mask, right? So I'm one-shot Scott. You forget? One-shot Scott. Anyway, he is told, no, you got to buy a mask. He said, look, I principally cannot buy a mask. That's just against my principles. I'm not going
to
buy a mask.
Opportunistic. Here's another way to make a buck.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, well, they're over here. They're 79 cents, so they weren't even going to make quite a buck, Todd. And he said, good. Open one up and give it to me. Nope. I'm not going to give it. I'm not going to give you one. He said, you're a manager. You want me to wear a mask? You better open that and, you know, like, expense it or whatever you got to do, and then I'll wear it. Nope. And they stalked him around the store. He's around the store buying tens of thousands of dollars of building supplies. Okay? And guess what? He sees all kinds of people without masks, mainly kids. And he said, wait a minute. I thought it was a mandated deal that I needed to wear a mask. And everybody in there, well, yeah, they're kids. They're, well, yeah, that person, we know them. Now, all these exemptions, except for him.
Because COVID knows.
They called the police on him. Now, I was at Menards this weekend. I didn't see a sign to wear a mask. Nobody accosted me to wear a mask. You know what? They had all their COVID supplies on, like, what used to cost $10 now costs 50 cents. The clearance rack up front.
So sanitizers.
I think they're even done with it. Yeah. Now, we're supposed to worry about what again? Lama, lama, ding, dong, and delta, delta, delta?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because there's a, ready for this? Dun, 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 a variant. Wait a minute. A variant.
It's causing cases.
The front page of the New York Post this weekend nailed it. Do you guys see it?
No.
They had a, I don't know what you'd call it. It was like a square, and the square represented all of the people without, that got COVID, that didn't have any complications from it. And then a tiny, tiny little square in the corner was the people who got it and got better, and then a tiny, tiny square in that one said they died from it. You got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great visual. Wow. I love the New York Post for that reason.
Good
you
optic,
know, all you need to do is read the front page. In fact, a memo to every newspaper in America. If you want to print every day again and go back to what used to be for the great newspaper industry, and by the way, there's nothing I look forward to more on a Saturday or Sunday morning than opening up the door and grabbing my newspaper. I love it. I'm still a dinosaur. Ask my wife. I never throw a newspaper away. Because once I get one, I haven't read that article yet. I want to take the time to read. I love holding a newspaper in my hand. I love it.
Oh, wow, you're old.
There's a stack
I'm with
of,
you, man. I'm with you, yep.
There's a stack of them right now in my beautiful Trail Boss Chevy Silverado, if you go out there. I have to hide them from everybody in the family because they want to put them in recycling.
Hoarder?
I'm a newspaper hoarder. I admit it.
Oh.
Yeah. But you got to remember that Maria, my wife.
Creating a fire hazard in your parking lot like that, you know.
Haley, my daughter, they see a pile and they just throw them in recycling. I don't even get a chance. No, 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 no! I remember a story I didn't got to, and this is one of the reasons. I got to find the front page story about Gate City Bank. It was in the Fargo Forum. There you found it. Way to go, Chris Larson. If you're watching online, you know what I'm talking about. It says, insanity, exclamation point. Anyway, just to finish on Gate City Bank.
Oh, wow.
There's a big front page story, and front page stories like this worry me a little bit. Gate City Bank, worst offender on overdraft fees. Worst offender according to whom? Right? And wait a minute. You're saying people should be able to bounce a check and not have an overdraft fee. How does that work exactly?
Yeah, and why isn't the customer responsible for not overdrafting their account?
So these are the reasons I save newspapers. Now, Todd, could I go find it online? Of course I could. But
a bizarro world headline?
I want to hold it in my hand and talk about the story. So somewhere that's in a pile of my newspapers, and I want to get back to it. If you did like this, if you're watching online right now, where, Todd? All of our social media sites, websites.
FrankSpeech.com.
FrankSpeech.com. You can watch the show and look at the Chrome Dome twins. Todd and Kevin.
You're really big on that thing, aren't you?
I got a little bit of hair
here. I got some buzz.
I have a tad more hair than you guys do.
I got a haircut fresh this morning. Yeah.
Am I the youngster? Am I the youngster here at 56? I think I am.
You are.
I think you are.
That's so great. We forgot Super Producer. He cut us in half. He's 30-something. Anyway, put that up again, Chris. So this is the front of the New York Post. It says insanity in giant letters. And it says these squares, and it's a bunch of, it looks like a blank piece of paper.
Looks like a crossword puzzle with no letters.
There you go. Thank you. These squares equals 161 million vaxxed U.S. residents. That's what it is. Okay? Of those, a tiny 5,601 caught breakthrough COVID and were hospitalized. What does that mean? What's breakthrough COVID?
That's the variant.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yep. All right. So of the 161 million vaccinated U.S. residents, 5601, a tiny little square in the corner that you could not see without them blowing it up. Todd just had the variant look on his face. Dun, dun, dun. Delta. Lama, lama, ding, dong.
That started at Animal House, didn't it?
And then Delta, Delta, Delta.
Delta House.
One's Revenge of the Nerds. One's Animal House, and I can't remember. So then, of the 5601 that caught the dun, dun, dun variant, okay, again, out of 161 million that have been vaccinated, just 1,141 died, zero. This is now 0.0007%. Folks, I don't know. Do the math on flying. Do the math on driving. Do the math on, you know, heart disease, anything else. It's crazy. Now, you could also argue that says the vaccination is working, right? Some people don't think it's working. That's why we live in America. You get to choose. You get to choose
whether
you get vaccinated or not.
Well, that's what used to be the case, yeah.
Yeah, until you got bullied by, get over it. This guy here, get over it.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Get over it.
You get over it, you pucks.
All they want is a permanent pandemic. That's what this is all about.
Tell
Keep
us,
it going.
Tell us what's on your mind, folks. 800-228-0550. Open phone time. We come back. My Pillow Mike Lindell at the bottom of the hour, and much more straight ahead on what's on your mind.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Like they played that song just to see you sway. Like that old surf shop had you in mind. With what you got on, making those tan lines. Just like the ocean knows we're laying on this beach tonight. It's like the sand's been waiting. keeps coming in waves.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the team have given us the lowest price ever on pillows. We have a little promo code battle going on with our friends over at WDAY. And it's all, you know, they're in the family here, so it's all in good fun. But Jay Thomas over there said, how about we do promo code WDAY? Oh, sure. That's like Todd saying, let's do promo code KFYR. What you got is, first and second most historic radio stations in North Dakota. So he steals that brand, and he's on the show. And now we have Scott. We have one show. So we have one show up against the entire oldest radio station in North Dakota. Does that seem like a fair fight, Todd? I don't think it does.
Doesn't seem like it.
No. So we want to level the playing field here a little bit. Charlie Kirk's doing the same thing. We all have the same deal. $39.99 for not just towels. Where was I this weekend? It was at some big box store. I apologize. It was Walmart. You can cheat at Walmart once in a while. Don't go to Costco, though. They hate Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell had actual orders in a truck on the way to Costco, and they said, turn the trucks around. I kid you not.
Wow. Really?
One thing to say, we're going to remove your SKUs, and we're not going to sell your stuff anymore. Actual paid-for product, they said, turn it back and send us a refund. Costco.
Oh.
So be very careful. Big box, woke stores. But here's the deal. I was in Walmart this weekend. I was in the clearance section. You ever go to the clearance section of Walmart? That's a clearance section.
No, I haven't.
But that's a clearance section. They haven't been Bemidji. I don't know if they have it anywhere else, but anyway.
Oh, I have a hard time picturing you doing that, but okay.
Well, I was looking for something specific. I wanted a pair of socks that I wanted for the lake, because I always have black socks at the lake, and that's like your grandpa. You can't wear black socks at the lake, guys. Okay?
Yeah.
You just cannot.
No. Especially with sandals.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's like, you know, that's like, oh.
Bermuda shorts complete the look.
Right. You know? So,
yeah, did you look for those in the clearance aisle at Walmart while you're
here? Al Cervix here.
Now, I only wear them at the lake, so I don't exactly want to pay a fortune for them, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, long story short, I'd seen them the week before. I didn't buy them because I was being a tightwad, and I went back, and they were gone. But I saw towels, and I'm like, I'm just for the sake of this experiment going to feel these towels, and they're all like soft, lotiony kind of, they dry you off not one bit. They're right. Crap, okay? And my pill towels, I know it's novel, they actually dry you off. Who thought? Who thought of that idea? Mike Lindell thought of that idea. Towels that actually dry you off. Six-piece towel set, $39.99, their lowest price ever right now, MyPillow.com. Promo code, are you ready? Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Not Kirk. Sorry, Charlie. Not Jay Thomas. Sorry. Not Clay Buck or anybody else. Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Okay? Or call 800-506-9028. He'll be here at the bottom of the hour to tell us about his cyber symposium. All right. What have I got here? I got a lot of texts that I didn't get to yet today on the show, and I'd welcome others as well. Texter says, I'd really like to see you address Senator Cramer's statements on Ashley Babbitt on the show. I'm a common sense conservative, and him and Hovind will never receive another vote from me. Both cowards and wimps. Hovind's lackadaisical approach to governance, I believe, is one of the big reasons our country is where it is. He's been up there 10 years, and look where we're at. Both rhinos. Cramer needs to apologize to Ashley's mother. Okay, first of all, what did Kevin Cramer say? This actually happened on a Jay Thomas show, and it went viral. It's national. You guys seen this? And this is not Jay's fault. But national media take these things and they slice and they dice. And on one point, he's saying, okay, here's what happened with Ashley Babbitt. Watch the whole video, and you'll see these people repeatedly asked, she was in the middle of this mob, trying to break in. It's not like they're just standing there having a cup of coffee and somebody shot them. This group is trying to break down a barrier. You guys tracking with me here?
Mm-hmm.
And they're told, stop, back up, stop. Back up. Now, put yourself in the mind of a Capitol Police officer. Your job is to protect people. Behind you are members of the United States Senate. In front of you are people trying to knock down a door. And you're doing what any good law enforcement officer would do at risk to the law enforcement officer. You're saying the following. Stop. Don't do this. Here's my take, and I've talked about this before in the show. If we believe George Floyd would be alive if he'd listened to law enforcement officers, we have to believe the same about Ashley Babbitt. Okay? I don't know why she was there. I believe she was a patriot. I believe she in her heart thought she was there for all the right reasons, but she was breaking the law. No different than George Floyd passing counterfeit money in Minneapolis. No different than George Floyd refusing to go in the vehicle because he was hyped up on, you know, whatever, fentanyl. Mm-hmm. I see him as one and the same. And because I'm a patriot, and I believe this woman was as frustrated as I was, I'm not about to excuse her for breaking the law. Guys, when we say, well, they were on our side, so it's okay to break the law, we have lost our minds.
Nope. Yep. Correct.
Am I correct? Is
you
that
are
too
correct.
Harsh?
Nope.
Okay. Now, Kevin Cramer also says he's grateful for Capitol Police. Capitol Police defend him every day. I'd be grateful, too, if I lived in a place that needed protection to have people willing to die for me. Would you guys be grateful for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think we've lost our minds over this idea that Ashley Babbitt is a hero. Never mind that she broke the law. I don't care how she got in there. There was a lot of shenanigans going on that day, folks. A lot of shenanigans. All right? There were infiltrators that wanted that mob in there. No doubt about it. And legally, we can dance on the head of the pin and say, well, if somebody opened the door and I went through an open door and nobody was guarding the door, what have I done wrong? True. Somebody ought to fight that out in a court of law. But what you shouldn't do is say when you're told to retreat and back up and there's people with guns and you don't do it, to expect that you're not going to be shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, to me, end of story on Kevin Cramer defending him. Now, the John Hovind stuff's another thing that I won't... He's on tomorrow with us. We're going to be in Grand Forks, but... unveiling our new studios in Grand Forks. You guys know we're putting new studios in Grand Forks.
What?
Yes.
I hadn't heard that.
What's on your mind studios? Anyway, we'll be up there tomorrow.
I didn't hear anything
till
the end.
Senator Hovind will be on. I will tell you this about Senator Hovind. He's a royal pain in the rear to anybody that is on the other side of something he wants. And I think there's value in that. He is not the kind of guy that rushes to the microphone to say, all right, I'm going to go take that guy on. He takes him on. By the way, after he wins, he does plenty of spiking the football. But he's not the kind of guy that is going to say things for effect. He and I got into a little rue when he wouldn't say that Donald Trump had said the right things about the Virginia case where the statues came down and the mm-hmm. white supremacy thing.
Yep.
Right? Because Donald Trump had said all the right things there. He said one thing a little bit differently, and everybody says he had to apologize, and I thought he was joining the mob. That's not him. He's not going to play the defense game. He's just going to go for the easy out or apologize. But he gets a lot done for us. John in Minnesota wants to talk COVID. Mike Lindell, too, coming up.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The United States and the United Kingdom joined Israel on Sunday in alleging Iran carried out a fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was no justification for this attack, which follows a pattern of attacks and other belligerent behavior. 3 years after NASA's InSight lander arrived on Mars, its data reveals that Mars is larger, lighter, and has a more liquid core than previously thought. Bruce Bannert, the principal investigator of the Mars InSight mission, talks about what that means for us Earthlings.
How it changed from just kind of a ball of kind of gray, indistinguishable meteoritic material to the diverse planet we have today with oceans and continents.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Might as well start with a great meal, right? Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. You'll find it all at Petrol Serve USA locations. We have a brand new month. Mondays, you get any fresh-baked muffin for just 99 cents. You can get 3 assorted T-shirts for $9.99. I tend to buy the T-shirts at Valley Dairy more so than Petrol Serve USA because I'm a UND guy. And they are the Bison go-to place for attire at Petrol Serve USA. So Petrol Serve USA for the Bison stuff and Valley Dairy for the other side, okay? All right, and today home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, sausage, potato, and Harwood, macaroni and beef hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, cheesy enchilada, 12th Avenue North, Swedish meatballs on NP Avenue, chicken tenders in Glendon, pulled pork in Yulin. Mike Lindell, the founder, the inventor of MyPillow, is here. Employee-owned company that continues to be targeted by people now like Fox News, for crying out loud. Mike, happy Monday. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just waiting for the day to get. I'm out in California, so it's pretty early here, but it's my day started about an hour and a half ago with interviews and stuff. It's a you are correct, Fox News. Shame on Fox News. You guys are part of the cancel culture. They're horrible. What they did, they would not let me run my ad for the Cyber and Symposium event, which is August 10th, 11th, and 12th, which everybody has to get out there and share, frankspeech.com. It's going to be live streamed 72 hours. By the way, do you know, it sounds like every other station, including CNN and MSNBC, have not denied that ad.
What does that tell you?
CNN.
What does that tell you?
I mean, that tells me that Fox is either in on this whole thing or they're cowards. I don't know. I said, you know what? They just will become a weather channel, but then they might not report oncoming storms. So they might be, you know, I don't know.
Hey, by the way, you know, one word, Arizona. All you need to know about Fox News Channel.
That's right. Yep. The night of the election, you know, shame on Fox.
Yeah, exactly right. It's been going on for a long time. Rupert Murdoch's boys want to be invited to cocktail parties. That's all they care about. They're woke. One of the brothers has since left the company because somebody there said, hey, this is not a good business model for us. And he said, well, I'll quit then. So he quit. They're gone. Right. They're gone. There's good people on Fox. I believe there's good people on Fox, but they're slowly going to be leaving. Contracts come up and whatnot.
Well, right. They won't let them talk about anything. And, you know, and I want everybody out there. I've been getting flooded with emails about, you know, spend your advertising money here, spend your advertising there. You guys, this is not, I've never branded a MyPillow. So this is like, this is a big loss to MyPillow, but it's the principle of the thing. It's like having a lemonade stand in a certain spot and you can't just take, if you shut your stand down, you know, the money, the media, it's direct response. So this is our income stream that was completely lost. I can't go over to other places.
Right. There's not enough airtime anywhere else to make that up because.
Good point.
That's correct. And I don't brand. So people have been calling up and I know everybody wants to help out. Move all your money over to Newsmax and OAN and stuff. No, it doesn't work like that. Because the MyPillows model is, every single ad you ever see either breaks even or makes money. That's called direct response. If you had a lemonade stand, Mike's Lemonade, out on the corner of the street, and nobody bought anything, but boy, you got the name out there, that stand would close down. So
when you say you don't do, when you say you don't do, by the way, this is seven figures a week, folks. This is not small amounts of money, which is why I've encouraged everybody to, again, promo code Scott, mypillow.com, 800-506-9028. But if every person within the sound of my voice in North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, two Canadian provinces bought my pillow products every day, you don't make up seven figures a week. So it's really, really, it's a hit, and it's a Fox News hit. Now,
yeah.
It's a hit to them, too, so maybe they'll wake up at some point, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're, yeah, it's a hit to them, too, and I'm telling everyone, shame on Fox. I'm, you know, it should be people shouldn't even be watching them because you're not getting what's going on out there.
And you know
we
what?
Expect this. Let me tell you, it's like this, Scott. It's like this. We know what to expect with all the left-wing crazy media, your CNNs, MSNBCs, and your New York Times, and your Daily Beast, and Politico, and all that. But we know that. What Fox did to us is kind of like, I kind of compare it to Democrats and Republicans. I kind of look at Doug Ducey and Brian Kemp and Brad Rassenberg. These were Republicans that were obstructionists to block audits for their own party. And so, you know, it's like, what is that? I mean, what's their logic behind it? Like you say, it's almost like like a spy amongst us or something. It's just very crazy what Fox is doing to our country.
But you know what? They'll have egg on their face at some point in this because you have methodically put together experts. And the Cyber Symposium, as you told us, I think first here on this program, would be happening. Now it is happening. It's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, August 10th, 11th, and 12th. It is not for the general public to be there. They can watch, certainly, but you need us to get anybody... legislators, county auditors, county commissioners, governors, right? You want the people that can make a difference once they have the facts to be there, and you've invited them all, right?
And you know what? We're getting filled up. But my biggest concern now, everybody, is only one thing. Get to frankspeech.com. Sign up. By the way, you can use Scott's code there. You can use the promo code Scott and get the best MyPillow specials ever in history. But we need people to watch this. This needs to be the most watched event in history. That's what everybody needs to do right now. We've got over 60 cyber forensic guys now. We have over 20-some states represented. They're pouring in. But we need people to watch this event. What I'm doing now, just so everybody knows what I'm doing, this is going to be, it's going to be just like election day and election night. And we're going to have this is a main stage where we have five people up there, kind of like they do on election night on your CNNs and stuff. And we're going to have the main computer. So here you have, as these cyber forensic guys, they go through a state. Let's say it's New Hampshire. Then we're going to be, let's take it up to the main stage. New Hampshire goes to Donald Trump. We're going to have the actual election instead of the garbage that they showed us. And we're going to have, and these are going to be validated numbers, validated from with all these cyber forensic guys, which I am so happy it said that we have over 60 right now from around the country. These are the best in the world. They're going to validate what I've already seen. And we're going to, over the first 2 days, you're going to have 50 states validated. And we're going to have a big map behind us, just like the election, Scott. It's going to be so epic. And then we're going to take it down to the mock election room where we're going to have a mock elections where we're going to show you what a packet capture is and how they flipped it. And then we're going to have, hey, let's take it down over here. We're going to let the legislatures and senators and stuff go up to this cyber booth, and we have it set up there. They can actually stick a county in, Scott, or a state or the whole election, and it'll do its bells and whistles, whatever, and it'll spit out the exact number that really was voted on in that county. So let's say our state. So let's say, like I did South Dakota. I did it the other day when we were doing run-throughs. And South Dakota, there was like a little over 400,000 people voted in South Dakota. I believe, I'm just throwing this out there for memory, but I think that Donald Trump won like by 30%. Well, there was 10% of the total votes in South Dakota were flipped. He actually won by 40,000 more votes, everybody.
Everything Mike is telling you, everything Mike is telling you, we knew about from him once these whistleblowers came forward and said, hey, there was a hit on South Dakota. By the way, there was a hit on North Dakota nobody's done anything about, not even looked at it. But what South Dakota did is say, let's verify what this data says, and they found it to be 100% correct. So, you know, in other words, Mike told us latitude, longitude. He told us IP address. He told us time, all right, in this PCAP. And South Dakota did it from reverse and said that happened. That's just one state, but obviously Arizona, yep. Pennsylvania,
right.
All these, Georgia, much more important than this. Right. A texter wants to know the answer to this question, Mike. Of all the evidence you have, what would you say are the top three killers that cannot and hopefully won't be ignored?
Well, it's the whole thing. I only have one, and that's I have the packet captures and data for the whole election. It's in my possession. I have it, and it's non-subjective, everybody. You can't change it. You can't add to it. It is what it is. And that's why we're bringing in, we should end up with over 100 cyber forensic experts. These are white hat hacker groups that have protected our country. Some of them work for the government. Some of them work for, big companies that protect companies from cyber attacks. These guys are going to be the ones that so-called read the language and say, yep. So you have on live TV, you're going to have, let's say it's New Hampshire. And New Hampshire, they say Donald Trump lost. No, he really won New Hampshire. So we go to New Hampshire and we pull out the machine and we're going to break these guys into groups of maybe 8 groups. So it depends how many we get. So they have 8 breakout groups and they're all going with these rooms that are set up. They can go in there and they dig into the stuff you and I can't read, Scott, and they dig into it and they come out and what's your conclusion? And they say 100% this data is correct and the state of New Hampshire goes to Donald Trump.
So
and we're going to have a big map on the back and your guys are going to be blown away.
Now, what people need to know is the PCAPs or the pocket captures are what is your evidence behind that.
Exactly.
So and that is something you can't fake. It isn't like Mike's cooking the books behind the scenes.
Right.
The other thing I think is interesting here is you invited anybody with the proper credentials to be there, whether they agree with you or not. Correct? This isn't a bunch of people that agree with you.
No, there's none of we haven't asked them if they agree with you. Most of them are there to try to win $5 million because if they prove it wrong, they get $5 million. And we have the fact checkers from Facebook coming. Actually, a reporter the other day or yesterday from Politico goes, are you kidding? Mark Zuckerberg is sending fact checkers his fact checkers? Yes, he's sending lead stories is coming there. We're hoping USA Today is going to be there because they're also fact checkers for Facebook. You guys would all be surprised who's been putting up these fake things on all our posts on Facebook. But these people are coming, and some of them, they might be very bad people, but you can't argue with this. It's 100% non-subjective evidence. This is what I've had all along. So the biggest thing everybody can do, and I can't stress this enough, call every single day. I have a thing out right now. If you go to frankspeech.com, there's a 1-minute video, the one Fox would not share. You need to share that everywhere. Everywhere you want. And if Scott, if you want, I can send you one that's got your promo code on.
Yeah, we already did. We have it up. We have it up last week, so it's on all of our social media. I'm going to play it again in a minute here so you can see what Fox rejected after we let Mike go here.
Okay.
Because he's a busy guy. Mike, God bless you. You know we're praying for you, and we look forward to this event. FrankSpeech.com, FrankSpeech.com. You can watch this live stream of the entire show, always at FrankSpeech.com, and get everything you need to know to invite everyone in a position to make a difference to be there in Sioux Falls. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks. God bless you all.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the chief marketing officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at $20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30. I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities?
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call or, if you prefer, text.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
BlueStar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
BlueStar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. BlueStar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans.
Let's go classic country for the rest of the day, shall we?
Oh, you twist my arm.
California, there ain't too much.
Ran into a neighbor boy that helps me out mowing once in a while when I'm out of town.
Yeah.
It's actually Josh Webker, who does all the concierge service for the hot tubs and whatnot.
Okay, yep.
If you don't own a hot spring spa, you don't own a hot tub. You own junk. I'm just saying, okay? Hot spring spas are a completely different thing. A lot of the older, like if you bought a hot tub 20 years ago, it was a nightmare to own. A nightmare. You know what I'm talking about? You ever have one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Where they were basically Petri dishes,
yep.
Right? And these have the filters and they're fantastic. They're easy to own and operate. But Josh actually will do it for you if you want. So you buy hot springs and then he comes over once a week or every other week or whatever you feel like you need, does everything. So when you get, say you're at the lake and you just don't get the, you know, in your hot tub at home that often, then he comes and makes sure it's perfect. So when you do get in it, it's unbelievable. Anyway, I'm chatting with him the other day and he has Johnny Cash on his phone. He's playing Johnny Cash.
Nice.
And he's, I don't think he's 20 yet.
Atta boy.
Isn't that something?
Being raised right,
that's awesome.
Right there.
I know, right? As the kids would say, I know, right? So, you know, I think we got to go a little, I Walk the Line or something, you know?
Oh, we'll dig some up. You bet.
Ring of Fire is really good, too. Boy Named Sue, I don't know. You dig up a little Johnny Cash for me, would you?
You bet.
Back to the phones in a minute. I think we're going to have to crank up the Hate Hannon Hotline. Todd, you up for that? The Hate Hannon Hotline?
It seems to be going. Yeah. The Hate Hannon text line is going this morning.
Yes, it is. All over my comments with Ashley Babbitt. So let's just take the next 30 minutes or so, and you can hate away. And tell me why I'm wrong. That's what this show's for. It's called What's on Your Mind. So if you don't like what I said, you call and say, I don't like what you said. 800-228-0550. First, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV. Did you guys hear that?
I did. On Newsmax, right?
New show on Newsmax.
Yep.
Eric Bolling used to be on Fox the Five, right?
Yep.
And they canceled him, like they cancel everybody. Tune in to Newsmax, 3 p.m. Central. Watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. He is The Balance, the big media. Woke politics and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. This is Biden inflation, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Free money on top of other free money. You know, there was a time, COVID relief, you could say, well, COVID, $6 trillion coming from the Federal Reserve and the economy will make it up after. This is flat on inflation. It's all from Biden. It's already rising big time and it could wipe out your wealth. Get the truth about it. About Biden by watching Eric Bolling on Newsmax this afternoon. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax on all major cable systems, except for starts with an M, ends with an O. You get it. Midco, 11 liberal news channels, not Newsmax. So make sure you let Midco know, look, I can switch your fix this. Also, you can find Newsmax free on streaming systems, Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Watch Newsmax today because it's real news for real people.
Eric Bolling has a great post on his Twitter page. It says, COVID thing will last, he responded with, how should I? That's a doctor. How should I know? I'm a doctor, not a politician. How long is this COVID? I don't know how long it's going to last.
Ask a politician.
Ask a politician.
Not a doctor.
Not a doctor. Exactly.
You're making fun of Tony Fauci again. Get over it.
I know, Fauci. I have a tendency
Get over it.
Yes, yeah, exactly right.
Sorry.
So let's listen to what Newsmax is running, but Fox News won't running, and see what's horrible in this, folks. 1 minute. Just roll that, Chris, would you?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen,
Scott,
or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Did you hear anything unworthy of airing in that?
No, he's having an event.
It's important.
I'm down to this.
And he's having cyber experts. Fox won't run that ad. I'm done with Fox News Channel. I'm done with Fox News Channel.
Well, and again, if you're hiding a victory, well, I didn't need hundreds of lawyers to protect it.
Exactly right.
You know,
John,
come on.
In Minnesota, let's get you in before the break. Everybody else, we're going to go nonstop in the next two segments, so stay tuned. John, Minnesota, go.
Good morning, I guess I should say.
Sure.
I'd like to quick talk about the fear of the new variants that a lot of scientists are having and everything like that. And one of the things that we know and we've been able to see over history is that viruses mutate.
Thank you.
And I believe that the fear is that one of these strains is going to mutate into a more deadly strain. And they're trying to get rid of the strains, or they're trying to get rid of basically trying to do what they did with smallpox, trying to get rid of COVID before it can mutate into something that is more deadly. Now, there's a lot of problems with their methods that they're doing. We can talk about the southern border. We can talk about open people going back and forth and everything like that. It doesn't have to mutate in the United States. It can mutate in South America, Africa, or wherever.
Hold that thought a second, John. My music's starting, and I want to give you all the time you need to explain this. It sounds like you're saying take it seriously, but communicate effectively on it, and tell us, you know, how you are making sure it doesn't get more serious or more deadly. I like that thought, but by the way,
get over it.
Tony Fauci does have some advice for you.
Get over it.
Yeah, more on that with John in Minnesota next on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532. Action Movers.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.